Hanover Square Press and Harper Audio present John Adams Under Fire, The Founding Fathers' Fight for Justice in the Boston Massacre Murder Trial by Dan Abrams and David Fisher. Read by Dan Abrams and Roger Wayne. This is Dan Abrams. Introduction. I have long advocated for cameras in courtrooms, making the argument that, like sunlight, they can be the best disinfectants. In particularly sensitive trials, where the outcome could inflame a community, it can be incredibly valuable for the public to see for themselves the arguments and witnesses in a trial, even if they can't make it to the courtroom. Closely observing the proceedings can help people better understand how jurors reached a verdict, even one they find repulsive. That principle in its 1770 form could not have been more apt in what became known as the Boston Massacre Trials. Revolution was in the air, and the events of March 5, 1770 could have easily become the trigger to set off a war years before 1776. Instead, rather than turning to violence, a small courtroom served as a public theater for the battle. And because that battle was conducted conscientiously,